packed out ice base. It's very, very hard. Learning is very hard because it's everything in Rav Kook is mushrash, is rooted in very deep concepts in Yonim and Kabbalah. This parak is on the subject of the entire Torah being Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we've been talking about it's already been a while. What that means. And we're just going to try together to understand the page that you're getting, pages, I think there are two pages you should have, yeah? Those pages are from the Hakdamah of the Ramban, which we're going to learn afterwards. It's really very hard to even begin with this piece from the Aris HaTorah without the Ramban. And I think we'll try to go quickly because it's very, this is, without being able to learn in the Svarim, in the Zohar Kaddish, all the Maharim HaKaimis in the Zohar Kaddish, in the Kisvari, it's really, I'm worried that there won't be that much of a Torah for us in learning this. Chalil, we shouldn't use our time in a way that's not for Torah. But let's try an Amadrega, at least to have a basic understanding of what this is about, and to know that much, much infinitely more than what we're going to learn right now, what we're going to talk about right now, is hidden in all of this. But we're not worthy yet of understanding these things. Kol HaTorah Kula Hi Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were talking about this at the beginning of the Perek in Aleph. And here the tzaddik continues. Keep in mind that I always remind you this was not written as a sefer Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. These are different places in Rav Kook's writings. This is from the Shmoneh Kibbutzim, from the second chelik of the eight kibbutzim in Kuf Mem Vav. It's not written as a sefer. These are different pieces that are taken from Rav Kook's writings, from the big kibbutz, the pekalach of his manuscripts, and we were put into some order into a sefer. So, a few years ago, a sefer came out called Eiros HaNevuah. Eiros HaNevuah was not written by Rav Kook. Eiros HaNevuah means that there were some very fine Jews that also took out from the manuscripts and from the Svarim a Nevuah and put a sefer together, and we were relying upon the sefer that they made, which is not from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Seder, but that's better than anything we have to make some order out of all of this. One of the Chavim just gave me this week that there's a new 300-page Sefer, a manuscript that was never ever released, and it's out there. It's not yet been published in a Sefer. It hasn't been worked over really completely, and I spent a lot of time this week learning it. It's hard to believe that the wellsprings of Rav Kook, you know, that there's more and more, and there's a lot more things that he wrote that we don't have yet. And what we do have, we have to have a big schiyah, and if the daven that we should be able to understand on our madrig or something. So here Rav Kook begins and says, Kol HaTorah Kula Hi Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah, from beginning to end, we talked about this last time, is Shmoisa Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, are names of Hashem. Remember we spoke about taking all the letters from Beis of Gracious all the way to Enikah Yisrael and just stretching that across a couple of blocks. All of that can be divided into Shemus of Hashem. Kol Mida Taiva V'der Charetz Hayu b'chlal ha-tayr. That means any mida taiva that you see in a person in a Jew, any mida taiva, anything good that you see in a person, any mida taiva, kol mida taiva, even if that person doesn't know why he is so nice, how she is so nice. To me, the Taiva. Talking about Yidden. You see me, the Taiva in a Jew. And the person, you would just say, oh, she's a nice guy, he's a nice girl, nice Midas, good Midas. the person's about their charetz, and you ask this person, when was the last time? When was the last time that you learned Michtav Eliyahu? This is, I don't know what a Michtav is. I never heard Eliyahu. I come from Chreis, some little town out somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you're such a nice guy. Where'd you learn those good midas? Where'd you learn about that? How do you have such nice midas? So call me the Torah of Derech Eretz, any Mida Torah, and any Derech Eretz. Hayu Bechlal HaTorah. It's all Bechlal HaTorah. Kutshubichu Yisrael V'arayis Echad. That is the underlying theme of this entire Sefer. Kutshubichu Yisrael V'arayis. Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. Kutshubichu Yisrael V'arayis. Echad. That means b'yoydim or b'lo yoydim. Whether this Jew learned Torah, he knows about Torah, or he doesn't know about Torah. It's a mila, as the tzaddik says. Of course, it's a huge mila to know. But even if he doesn't know, a mida tayva. Now, if you would see the same mida tayva, you would see it by somebody that's not Jewish, which is also appreciated. It's very beautiful to see a person that he's about their heart, has good midas. With that Mida Taiva that you see by that person, or that person's about their charetz, it's a hanhage, it's a way of behaving, it's a way of acting that is moral, that's ethical, that's good, and is to be admired. But when a Jew, when you see on a Jew characteristics of Taiv, call Mida Taiva their charetz, Hari Bechlal HaTaiv. It's all in the Taiv. Any good Mida, any Derech Eretz. It's all Bechlal HaTorah. Because Kutshubichu Yisrael V'arayis Echad. The soul of the Jew comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by way of the Torah. And therefore each and every one of us can find ourselves in the Torah. When you and I are acting in the right way, even though we might not, we don't understand, we don't realize it, that comes from the elokus that's within us, and that comes from the shemus of Hashem, that is the Torah itself, from Bereishis La'ena Kol Yisrael. Whether we understand it, what we're learning, or whether we realize that, that's why if a person learns Torah, the ideal is to understand what you're learning, of course. And I'm not talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but even if a person sits and learns without understanding it, you know how many times how many stories I've heard and I've seen over the years, and I'm sure all of you know, that you could have a person that was far removed from Yiddishkeit, and that he and someone says whatever how it happened, and it's a soul, or here someone says, oh, you want to learn, and someone sits down and learns with this person. You could be learning with a person something that is not what you and I would say an inspiring part of Torah. It's not inspiring. It's not like they sat down and read something, they learned something, a piece from Rabbi Leigel Haig, you understand, or from Rabbi Nachman, or it's what you and I might have said is something which is dry. What is that, Mickey? Yeah. How you doing? something that's dry, and it's not exciting. This piece of Torah is not exciting. And this person, like, calls Mamish out of his kelim. And he asked him, what happened to you today? What happened to you? She said, I don't know, I was learning about something called muktzah. I was like, muktzah? What's muktzah? Muktzah? No, you can't move some stuff on Saturday. There's a problem with moving things on Saturday. So anybody that hears that from the outside will be out of your mind. So that you find that inspiring? I can't explain. It's just something the way it is in the learning. It's every single word of Torah is Shemus Hashem. But whatever you're learning, that's why you should never ever feel in any way incompetent. What am I saying? It's like we have a lot of the Chevra Baruch Hashem, the Isaac, and our Isaac, there's going to be a new cycle of this partners in Torah. It's a Gevaldige Inyan, but they arranged to Chavrusas with people who are not ashrum, I think mostly right in ashrum, they have chavrusas, and over the phone you can learn with people in different places. And a lot of chaver told me, I don't feel that I could do that. I'm not qualified. So what does that mean, not qualified? You don't have a teacher's certificate or something? Most teachers don't have teacher certificates. And the ones that do shouldn't have gotten them. So what are you worried about? I don't know. I don't feel that I know anything. I don't know. And I can't, like, you know, what am I going to put together this year? So because of that, so the chevra there, I think they make some sort of a curriculum and suggested things to learn. That's really a bedavid. The truth is, anything that you would learn with another Jew, anything you would learn with another, you just take any parasha, any sefer, anything that you learn with a person, and you sincerely believe that it's min hashamayim, and you sincerely want to be mashpia to this person, Torah, so then it has an unbelievable effect on a person. Because it's not a subject, it's kol ha'tayra kula hishmoysav shekadosh baruch hu. Kol midat tayra v'derech eretz hayu b'chlal ha'tayra. Everything good in a Jew, it's b'chlal ha'tayra. It's included in tayra. It's from tayra. A Jew is himself in the tayra. Because kutshubich yisrael v'arayis echad, Hashem, a Jew, the tayra and a Jew, it's all one thing. Whatever that means, it's a big thing in Kabbalah, we don't understand Kabbalah. But we see that this is true. We call chachma ne'utza b'tayra. And every chachma is also rooted in Torah. Anything in science, anything in math, anything, any chachma in music, whatever it is, it's all ne'utza b'tayra. It's all completely rooted in Torah. Anything in the world that's good, it's ne'utza b'tayra. It's rooted in the Torah. I just saw something last night. That, you know, it's going to be the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Yahrzeit Schusik when he's coming, it's coming in Gimel Tammuz Monday night, I guess, Tuesday. So I was reading something that in the early years here in America, when it was in the beginning, so 770 was the yeshiva was connected to 770, was right there. So Lubavitcher Rebbe was walking in the hall. And there was a bocher, a boy that was coming very late to class. It's coming very late, and Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the lady is, there could have happened such a thing. Imagine Lubavitcher Rebbe was going in the halls to see what's going on with the yeshiva. So he sees this boy coming in late, and Rebbe asks him, "What happened to you? What are you doing here? What are you coming so late?" So he's very tamizdik. It's called Tamchit Tmim, but they call themselves Tmim, right? So here's this boy who's very Tmimistic. And he said, Rabbi, the truth is, I'm coming back from a baseball game. He said that. He went to a baseball game, to the stadium, went to this one. So the Babish Rabbi said, it's light. So he said, the boy said, Demesis, I didn't stay to the end of the game because my team was like being slaughtered. It was terrible. So he was saying, I came back earlier to yeshiva, and he was already late, so he's cutting. But he said, I left the game because my team was getting destroyed, so I came back earlier because my team was getting destroyed. So the Rabbi says, then the Rabbi asked him, and tell me something, what did you learn from the game? What did you learn from the game? So the boy, how would you feel if the Baruch Rabbi asked you that? So the boy just stood there and said, I don't know. I didn't learn anything. So the Baruch Rabbi said, I'll tell you what you could learn from the game. He says, at every baseball game, the Baruch Rabbi said, at every game, there are two who are there. There are the players and there are the fans. Right? And there are nine players. Rabbi Nimledit said, he said, there are nine players. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of fans. So the boy said, yeah. So he said, but what's the chiluk between the nine players and the thousands of fans? So the boy is going to know what to say. And the Rebbe said, I'll tell you what the Iker Chilek is. But the Iker Chilek is that the fans, if it's not going well, the fans walk away. But a player, he says, stays to the end. That's what he told him. The player stays to the end. That's what he told the boy. So I was thinking, you know, who is like the Lubavitcher Rebbe? Every single thing, what's the limud, what's the pnimius? I mean, that's how a person is supposed to live and supposed to think. That anything that's toiv, anything that's toiv, anything that's good, any mida toiv, any derchens, any chachma, what's the chachma here? Nine players in the fans is in the utsa b'tayra. It's rooted in Torah Hashem. That doesn't mean to say that in Torah Hashem it has any silliness about the shortstopness like the base and all that stuff. But what's in the utsa there is that yisoid of a player sticking it through to the end, even if it's not going well, you stay to the end. There's a chachm that's in the utsa of the Torah. Kol chachm. Ubechol tzad toiv sheyesh ba'odam. And anything good, any side of a person, anything good that's in a person, of a kibbutz, or in a group of people. When there's a kibbutz of people, there's a tremendous amount of good that's generated by a good chevra. That's more than any one person can himself bring out when it's a kibbutz of people who are trying to do something good. As we spoke about many times over the years, and it's also in halacha, that a minyan is not just 10 people. A minyan is a different mohus. It's a different mohus. When 10 Jews are together, it's a different mohus. Okay, it means something different. A tzibur of Jews. A tzibur is something different. So when there's a kibbutz, he said, b'chol tzad toiv sheyesh b'adam, anything good that's in an individual person, or a kibbutz, or in a chaver of people. Kain Shmoyesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyubai. That means that the light of Hashem's name is illuminating, is shining in that individual, in that group. Kain Shmoyesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyubai. Elishiyesh Hevdel. Still, Rav Kook says, okay, that's even if you don't know. That's what Rav Kook's saying. Any chochma, any good thing, any tzad toiv, any midat toiv, any derech eretz, it's all kutshabich yisof harayis, it's all Torah, it's all Shem Hashem, shining in this Jew. And that's even if you don't know about it. However, of course, he says, Ella sheyesh hevdel ben hayodeya shahakolu or misnaitz the mishmash of Kadosh Baruch Hu l'misha any of these. Still, there's a big difference, Rav Kook says, between the person who understands this, who knows, Shakolu Ormis Naitis Mishmar Shakash Baruch, who knows that when he sees in himself and he sees in other Jews something precious, something good, something holy, he knows and he understands that that's the light of Hashem that's shining within him. It's the light of Torah. That's the name of Hashem. That's Misnaitis Mishmar. That's the Or is the light that's Misnaitis, that's sparkling. Mishmar Shakash Baruch, a Jew is like an Or V'tumim. At Sadi, you can see the letters lighting up. No, not everybody can read the Urim V'Tumim. You need a Ruach HaKodesh to be able to read the Urim V'Tumim. Another person looks at that, doesn't know what's going on. Doesn't know what it means. For the Kohen, doesn't know what it means. Also, a tzaddik is able to see the letters shining from a Jew, and he knows when he looks at the Jew and he sees a tzad toiv, a tzad derech eretz, a tzad chachma. He doesn't just think, oh, he's a nice guy. He says he sees the Shem Hashem. He sees Oisius, letters of the Torah shining out. That's why Tzadik becomes so excited. He gets so excited when he sees a Yid. He becomes so excited. The Oisius to the Tzadik, like by Aaron HaKohen. How did Aaron HaKohen read the Urim V'Tumim? Or wear the Urim V'Tumim and read it. How? Because Aaron HaKohen was crazy in love with every Jew. He's crazy in love. Verchas Anu Sol Biahav, Oyesh and Redushol. Aaron Cohen was Meshigi in love with every Jew. And because of that, he could only see good. He saw the Oasis of Torah in every Jew. When he looked at a Jew, he didn't just see. He didn't see this kind of. Sometimes you look at something, you look at the person's face, and I don't like him. You don't even know. And even if you think you know him, you don't know him. And when Aaron would look at a person, he saw the Oasis of Torah. He saw the Shemus of Hashem. Which is the Indian of going to a tzaddik and writing a kvittel also. It's not going to go into right now. But there should be something that you write and give to the tzaddik. But the Oasis of the person, that's what Aaron saw. And because the tzaddik believes that every Jew is carrying mamish, the Oasis of Torah within him, because of that the tzaddik is able, feels a great love for that person and a great attachment to that person. And mimela, when a Jew feels the love of the tzaddik, and he knows that the tzaddik sees him in a way that's different than other people. Everybody else sees me like I'm this, I'm like I'm that, and but the tzaddik sees me in a different way. So in that way of the Isis, of the Shemus of Hashem, so then the Shemus come out, and that person starts to shine. And then within a short time, other people can see that also. Even regular people can start to see on him, because the tzaddik saw that in him. The tzaddik saw that. Also, a lot of these stories, I was reading this booklet on the Lubavitcher Rebbe or something. So all of these kind of mice. And there was a yid that was a story over there about a taxi driver. And he stopped, and he had some customers. There was a family of three sisters, I think, and he picked them up. And he right away, so he asks them, he has an accent, and he asks them, are you Jews? So in the end, that could be good or bad if he asks that. Depends. If a Jew asks you, that's good. If somebody that's not Jewish, it's, you know, you're not sure. Could be Helen Thomas is your cab driver. So you're not sure what it means, are you a Jew? But this fellow's name was Gutman, and they saw it, he's a Yid. And they said, yeah, sure, we're Jews. So then he's having a conversation with them. They ask him, they see his accent, they ask him, where do you come from? So the guy answers, this is what he says, where do you come from? He says, I come from Auschwitz. So I mean, not that he's from the city of Auschwitz, he comes from Auschwitz, meaning that that's what he said there, I come from Auschwitz. And he said about his parents, his father, there's nothing, he was a kid, everybody was killed. He was somehow, they got him out, he was in an orphanage, he doesn't know his parents, doesn't know his brother, sister, and he came, he was raised by himself. He married an Israeli, he said, he's not religious. And then he asked them, would you, by any chance, do you ever hear of the Lubavitcher Rebbe? So he goes, the Lubavitcher girls? Yeah. So he said that, he started to say that I love your Rebbe, I love your, all these things. And he said, well, how do you know? So he said I went with my wife, online to Lubavitcher Rebbe, and I told him what I went through. And I don't remember the exact lashon. How the Rebbe said to him such a beautiful thing, to give him so much chizuk. In one or two sentences, the Rebbe gave him tremendous chizuk to move forward and to be a great person, whatever. And then he said that the Rebbe spoke to me in Hungarian. And then he said to the girls, did you know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe was Hungarian? So they said that they decided they're not going to make him feel bad. They said, no, oh yeah, he's Hungarian. Of course he wasn't Hungarian, he was Russian. So they were saying how that's how it is with a tzaddik. That when you would, for him, for that yid, the Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke Hungarian, and he was a Hungarian for that yid. And for another Jew, he was an Israeli. And for this one, he was French. And for that, not because he happened to speak all of those languages, but That's what he was, that person, and he connected to that person in such a deep way that this Yid said that whatever his Yiddishkeit is, after all these years, he says he's not religious, but he said that on the day that Lubavitch Rebbe died, he said, I couldn't stop crying. Oh, I couldn't stop crying. How do you make such a connection to a person? 30 seconds online giving somebody a dollar that we wouldn't be able to do a 30-week seminar. Because the tzaddik sees the oisius. He sees the shem Hashem on this person. He saw in this yid a certain kind of, whatever it was, humility, that he's a bal yisurim, that he's a mam, whatever it is, and that, what the tzaddik sees, he sees shem Hashem. He sees Torah. When you and I see somebody that's not religious, but he believes in God, so we say, oh, that's good that he believes in God. That's a milah. You have no thinking, he believes in God. If you believe in God, how come you don't do this? Okay, but he believes in God, that's a milah. But when the tzaddik sees that person, he sees all over him, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Written out, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, shining out from that person. And because of that, the kesher that person feels, the tzaddik feels to the person, and the person feels to the tzaddik is very, very, very great. But there's a big mile that the Rav Kook explains. Yesh hevdol ben hayodea shehakol hu or misnoitzes mishmor shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'mi she'ein yodea zeh. There's a big difference between the person who is aware of this, who knows that it's all Hashem and that it's all Torah. There's a big difference. However, Rav Kook says, aval hevdol ha-hevdol shel chisaron Hayudia, Eina Kiim Hevdel Dargoy. He says, even though there's a big mile to knowing where that comes from, in other words, you're an honest person, you're an honest Jew, you're a believing Jew, it's a big mile to know where does that come from. It doesn't mean I happen to believe in God, and so most of the world believes in God. No. You believe in God because the oisius of Anoich Hashem Lekecha are burnt into your neshama. They're mamish engraved in you. That's how you. That's why you believe in God. And it's a milah for him to know that, obviously. It's a big milah. But Rav Kook says, Einokim Hevdel Dargoy. It's not an existential difference. It's not in the mohus. It's a difference in madregas. That's better. It's a milah and it's a madrega. But even in the absence of that knowledge, that's the metzias. One shouldn't think that the metzias is not the metzias. It's the metzias. It's just that they're different madrigas. Abo ha-hevdol shechesna yediyah einakim hevdol dargoy. It's a difference in madrigas. Va'atzmiyas ha-dover tluyah bepnimiyas ha-nakudah shel ha-rotzen. The atzmiyas ha-dover, the essence of the matter, depends on what? Bepnimiyas ha-nakudah shel ha-rotzen depends, as always, always, on the pnimius and the kudus shel haratzon, the inner point of that person's will and desire. Ad kamahu mu'umas l'tzach ha-toiv. How mekusher is he? How mu'umas? How much does he affirm and confirm and verify within himself that tzad ha-toiv as not just being a nice thing or a good thing, but as being the metzias of who I am, because I'm a Jew, and because engraved in me is the Torah and the Shemus of Hashem. To attach yourself to that nekuda ha-pnimis, that obviously affects the madrega of who you are and how you live. If you just think that I happen to be a nice person, I have nice parents, whatever, or I happen to have this mila, that mila, because of my environment and whatever, if I happen to have that, that's not going to have the same impact on your life as recognizing and believing b'emuna shleima that Yisrael Kodesh B'Chav Reis Echad, and to the degree that you're makashi yourself that you attach yourself and you bind yourself to the degree that you want to identify yourself with that great truth, that you are filled with the shamus of Hashem's name, with the oisius of Hashem's name, with Shem Hashem, and that every tzad ha-toiv in you, even a smile that you give to a person to give him a little chizik, that is what? That's Torah. And that a tzaddik could write a whole perish on your smile. It's not the same thing when someone's dumb. It's the smile of the Jew, a shmechel's a Torah. And you can write a perish on, you can write a sefer on this person. The more you feel that that's true, and the more that's something which you live with, the more of an effect it has on everything. To know that in him, and only in him, not in the nations of the world, there is what? The light of the tzaddik of the world of Hashem. Tzaddik also means Hashem. The light of the tzaddik of all worlds of Hashem. Hamislabesh b'yisayit kol. That's enclosed in the foundation of all things in a Jew. It's enclosed. That was the light of the tzaddik of the world is enclosed in that little smile that you give a person to give him some chizuk. In that good word that you say. So this person who sees someone's down a little bit and gives that person a smile, so the tzaddik could come along and say, begin to say a perish. Oh, you know why he's smiling? He's smiling because there's a midah taiva that we see already in the Torah, in the Brach of Yehuda, there's a midah taiva, the chlal, of being a chazik, a person with a smile, and the sefer panim yafis, and the tzaddik could say to that person, mistama, you want to be like that shevet, and probably it's because you want to be able to keep what Chazal tell us, that l'oilam you should be a makabel, a person with sefer panim yafis. So the person again will say, I don't know what you're talking about, blessings in the Torah, I don't know what it means, sefer, I don't know panim, I don't know yafis, I don't know what that word means, Chazal, I don't know what Chazal are, I don't know what you're talking about, what is that? No, Mustama, that's what you mean. You mean that because Shimakawa person saved from the office. I said, what does that mean? So then the tzaddik says, I'll tell you what it means. And then he explains to him what it means, saved from the office. That's why you were smiling. So the person says, that's not why I was smiling, because I never heard of that. And honestly, I don't really care about that book. That's why you were smiling. You were smiling. That's the perish on this person. The oisius are oisius of sefer panim yafis. When a Jew smiles, it's not a stam, a smile. When a Jew smiles, we call it sefer panim yafis. When a guy smiles, that's nice. That's called smiling. When a Jew smiles, it's called sefer panim yafis. And it's important to live with that. The same way as I said, when a Jew believes in God, it's not stam, a philosophy. It's not a question of theology. It's because of the chelikal kamimal, it's because kuchibich zorisai is a chad, and it's because it says on this person, the shame of Hashem is written all over him, anoich Hashem alakech. And everything that a Jew does, whatever he does. So going back to the moshel that the Lubavitcher Rebbe said about the nine guys on the team, and one of them happens to be a Yid, you know, Hank Greenberg, I don't know if you heard of Hank Greenberg, okay, Sandy Koufax is more recent, right? So if one of them happens to be a Yid, so eight of the players that they stayed on the field to the end is because you're getting paid, you know, and you're supposed to stay on the field. Even if you're losing 15 to nothing, you stay on the field. You can't just throw in the towel and walk away. But the one Yid who's staying out of the nine players, there's a Yid. He also has a certain midah, the midahs of whatever that midah is. He's staying, but that's something else, the Yid. But the Yid is staying, it's a different cheshbon. Even though he'll swear, I'm staying the same reason that the rest of the guys are staying. I don't want to get fired. I want to get paid. or on a higher level, even though you're down, you know, you got to play it through, whatever it is. You know, sometimes you wonder about, like, when you have the emotional, most of the time you have like the Mets are in the last place, right? And there are only like 4 games left of the season, so you wonder, like, what are you doing out there? Like, why don't you just go home and start your vacation a little bit early? Well, what's the tachlis? So yeah, of course, any ball player would say, this is what I'm getting paid to do, and I got to do that. You don't throw in the towel, but you can't possibly get into the pennant. So, you play. That's it. You do what you do. You're getting paid for the game. You do your best, and that's a good attitude. But the yid that's doing that, it's not because it's a good attitude. That's not how to even a Jew, even though he'll swear to you that he's the same as every other player. Don't believe it. The tzad ha-toiv is there's an akshonus, because he's a yid and he's an am kshei oiv. And a yid is a kshei oiv, and therefore a yid stays to the end. Even if he's losing, even if he's mamish at the bottom, in the cellar, like they call it in baseball, right? Mamish at the bottom, afa pichen. Lo yira ra ki ata imodi. Gam ki eisha b'choshech, Hashem orli. You know, the guy says, "I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just I'm not religious. I don't eat kosher. I don't keep Shabbos. I play baseball. I'm the same as all the guys on the team. I'm sorry, that's not true." And to the degree that we don't believe that when we meet other Jews that are not religious, to that degree, you and I can begin on some level, not like a tzaddik, but on some level we can begin to read the person like the Urmatullah. You begin to see the Oisius in his smile, in his good sky, and other things that he does. You begin to see, even in his stubbornness, you see that there's something, that tzad ha-toiv of a person is a lukus. Shirak boy shavar tzadik shal oim ha-mislabish b'yisrael kol. That the light of Hashem, of the tzaddik of the world, is mislabish, is enclosed in everything. It's mislabish b'yisrael kol. But again, it's a levush, it's a garment. So, you might not think that's what it is, because it's covered in a certain levush. What's the levush? It's the levush of, in this case, of the ball players, and the levush of team spirit. It's the levush of responsibility to his family, to earn a living, if you don't walk away from the game. Whatever it is, that's the levush. But the yisoid kol is or tzaddik shel olam, is the light of the tzaddik of the world. The yisoid kol, and anything good in a Jew, is the or of the tzaddik shel olam. Hamislabish b'yisoid kol, that's enclosed in everything. Chachma b'chesed, chachma b'chesed. See, a person's nice. You go to the hospital, you only go for good things, or whatever, there's a baby or something, you go to the hospital. So you go to, especially you go in New York, you know, it depends where, what, but like they have, I was recently in the hospital in Long Island, and there's when you come down, they have all the pictures of the, on the wall, and going into the lobby, they have all the pictures of the people, the benefactors, you know, the ones that helped and built the place and so on, and Kaufman and Greenberg and, you know, all these people. You say that. So that these are people that gave a lot of money to help a hospital, and maybe we wish that one or two of them would have also, maybe they did, would have also built this yeshiva, another yeshiva, made it easier, and so on for that. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But most of these people are probably not from people. But each one is that the good guy that wanted to make a hospital. So you could say, you could pass by and say, but you fry yidin chaval with the money that they, this and this and that. But there's a good guy in that person that he wanted to, and that yid, it's not the same as the one that's next to him. It could be a picture of someone, although it's hard, you have Caesar's thing, that next to him is a picture of someone that's not Jewish. And it seems to me they're all Jewish. I don't know. Maybe it's just the hospitals I go to. So, I don't know, I didn't look at any pictures of St. Francis. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, you have all kinds of crosses and stuff. I don't want to shout. So, But even the places that have crosses in New York, I know I shouldn't say, I think they're probably built by Jews, most of these places. So maybe that's wrong for me to say. But Yeah, I don't know with the money who gave. Probably there's a lot, in all kinds of, in America, in the history of social movements, social things, and all different kinds of good things in America, in modern American history, came out all of them, you look behind, inside, pushing around. Even if you go to the NAACP, the people who were fighting for the rights of minorities and who were making a tumult and building an organization. Eden. A lot of Eden grew behind these things. And therefore, even if you have somebody, let's say, that's a Jew, has this Indian to be a liberal, which nowadays has become synonymous with a lot of dark and sinister things. But if there's a person that's like that, even though in someone that's not Jewish, it's not, but in a person that's a Jew, so that there's a rotzen that there should be equality, that there's a rotzen that this person, you have some Jew, And you can't believe he's fighting for, his whole life he's fighting for gay rights. So that's how you spend your life. If the guy's grandfather was something, the other was a big rub somewhere, was a dying. And what's the grandson doing? The grandson is marching for gay rights. But that's not how toiv in him. I know that this is hard for us to hear, but that there's a tzad ha-toiv in him that wants... That wants to, even though it's a hashchosis and it's whatever, all that bad stuff we all know. But that there's a certain tzad ha-toiv that fights for people to have better things or to be treated fairly, whatever that is. With all the tumma and craziness, there's a tzad ha-toiv. That Jews fight for certain ideals, even though the ideals are so twisted and crazy. And it's true that there were many Jews that were on the inside of the of communism. Especially at the beginning, and the Baldover himself was Karl Marx. And Karl Marx came from a family of doirei doiris gedolei hatorah. Karl Marx came from a family of gedolei hatorah. The man was himself spoke as a sinner Yisrael, and was a cause of such a terrible thing in history, or a very very big contributor to that thing. So, but there was a tzad ha-toiv in him. He wanted something for people that should be better. It's a tzad ha-toiv. But how? It was all a big confusion, and it was a very confusing time. But the tzad ha-toiv wasn't stam, but it's in other people that are not Jewish. It's the oisius of Hashem that is still, it's very dim, but epis something is still shining in this person. And what's that? The rotzen for toiv that all people should have a better life. That's also a good thing. It's just it's all twisted and because without halacha, without Torah, it can't come out right. So it's all strange and funny and it led to terrible tzaras. But the etzem hadavar comes from the tzad ha-toiv. Kol chochma he says, Hanslavis beside kol the chochma of a chesed, in every chochma of a chesed, kedei l'sameim, l'sameim means to be mashlim, as achizoyin haruchoni, to somehow fulfill and to complete, as achizoyin haruchoni, the great spiritual vision. Meaning the vision that Hashem had for creation, that creation should be a place where the Shekhinah should be able to dwell. It's all part of that. It's not that he's a good guy. It's all part of that great vision of the Nevi'im. And the great vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at creation, that the world should be a good place. Meaning that there should be not good, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'dir B'sachtayim, that Hashem's Baruch should have a dir B'sachtayim, that the Shekhinah HaKadosh should come here. Say that it's covered in all kinds of bad stuff, like we learned in the children's din, it has to be taken away, the bad stuff. The bad stuff that was covering Karl Marx has to be peeled away. So if you need it, that you can't just do like with it, you have to get a chisel and that, or whatever, one of those things, the guys, what's it called?
A jackhammer,
yeah, it was a very thick cleaver, so you need a jackhammer to get through. But there was a tzad ha-toiv. The tzad ha-toiv came from the Shem Hashem. So it's a very big cleaver. But it came from the Shem Hashem. and you find yourself in an argument with a Jew that's not religious, and you're screaming and fighting about something, you're yelling with him and it's about some idea. If you look very, very, very deep, and you try to see things with the eyes of a tzaddik, you also see that there's Torah in this guy. You're always arguing about something crazy, but you see this Torah in him. You just with that, it just doesn't come out in the way that you see the shamus of it. A tzaddik sees the shamus. But all of this is a very deep, mysterious, and remarkable way that Hashem's light is enclosed through the wisdom, through the kindness of Jews. Through the wisdom and kindness, even if it's secular. Through the wisdom and kindness of Jews. Kedei l'samim is all part of the mysterious way that Hashem is bringing the world to the perfection, to the fulfillment of that vision that was at the beginning of time. And as we learned about, said over the Maaseh from Belzerod many times, when the shofar of Mashiach will blow, right, when those Yidden will hear the shofar of Mashiach, then all the klipas are going to fall off, and it's going to be Mila Hashem Elai. When Mashiach will blow the shofar, all of the klipas will fall off. And then they'll have to go to get some debriefing, whatever they call it, and rinsing and a mikveh. No, okay. Yeah, there has to be cleaning. But when the shofar of Mashiach will be, so then all of those things, the klipas, and then that person's going to understand why was I marching for gay rights, and why was I bechlal in that union, and what happened. So he'll understand that it all began with Oisis of Torah, but again, all from lunges and golas and all kinds of crazy things. And that Ratzon HaTov, that Tzad HaTov, which is the Shem Hashem by me, was thrown into the Shmutz. And whatever happened to my father, my mother, me, and the Shmutz, and then he's going to be given back and to see the Shem Hashem, and that's where it came from. And that's why you did that. He still has to be cleaned from that Tumah and from that Klipa, but that's all the Shem Hashem. The ideal, the vision and the ideal of what? Of Shechina, the Sachtayna, of the Shechina in this world. Klaima ha-ideel shala u-ma-mashusa ha-realis. And it's emergence into reality. All very, very strange and mysterious ways. Has to do Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Dov. How it comes, Rachel and Leah, all these things with kind of levushim, how things come into the world, which is open kedusha like Rachel and Leah, which is Amnes Gaia, which is hidden and closed, which is Leah, which is Amnes Kasia, how Hashem's vision is being fulfilled in the world. It's much more comfortable for us when we see a Yosef HaTzadik way of doing it. Everything is beautiful, everything is nice, and the Torah and mitzvahs, and it says Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and the person talks about Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and the person smiles, save upon him Yofes. But that's when it comes into the world like Rachel Imeinu, which is Yifas Torah, Yifas Mar, which is beautiful, Yosef HaTzadik. And there are more mysterious ways that the will and the vision of Hashem come into this world, like Leah Imeinu. When you look at it, it looks ugly. The Eine Leah Rakeis doesn't look beautiful. It looks like something which is. But then the truth is that Leah was crying, that's why she lost it there. But it looks like something that's not so beautiful. You see it on the outside, doesn't look beautiful. So everybody was running after Rachel Imeinu. And Leah is no. But the tzaddik shel olam is mislabish in Leah Imeinu in a very deep way. Meaning the mamoshes harealis that should actually emerge with the name of Hashem and all that is holy and pure in a Jew, that it should come out lemaisa mamoshes harealis. That is hamaskana shel harishayim. That's the unfolding, the outcome of what, of the ideal. Of that great ideal of the Jewish people. Again, even though we don't see it on the outside that it's something which is good or whatever. But But the maskana is going to be maskana of mamoshes harayalis, mamoshus harayalis, mamosh. Vachoni maskana shlodishayna, va'oila ad vaisha, and it goes up to the beginning, to the it returns to the beginning. Everything will be connected. As I said, then Hashem will show that Jew that the reason that you had such that tzarat toiv was all coming from the great and holy ideal, which was the vision of all creation, that I should dwell in this world. That's where it comes from. And even though it descended to the lowest place, but the end is connected to the beginning, as we know, and Malchus goes up to Keser, and everything is connected and comes back. So it's Oila Ad Reisha. It's Oila Ad Reisha. It goes back mamish to the beginning. It returns to the beginning. And then it'll be clear that through all of the draying around of this person and of Klal Yisrael, all along it was always Kutcher Ruch Yisrael V'Reisha. It was always Hashem. It was always Torah. And it was Mislabish in different ways, and Chachma and Chesed and all kinds of different things. There was Mislabish and communism and socialism, whatever it might be. Mislabish and all these different things. But it was always the Shemus of Hashem. But don't forget, as Rav Kook said, there's a big Maila to knowing where it comes from. A big Maila. But the Maila is in Madregas, not in the essence. The essence of Zuri is pure and holy. It's a Madrega to know who you are and where you come from. It's a big Madrega. It's a big Maila. Know where you are, who you are, where you come from. But even if not, that's the Metzius. In the end, there'll be a connection between the Metzius and the ideal, and everything will go back to the beginning of that. It was from the beginning. It was all the Or of the Tzaddik of the world, the light of the Tzaddik of the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicher to see that. That the Mehdi Amen.